We are going to be chatting about education. Okay, you probably heard it in the news, and it was on the front page of one of the newspapers, that the government insists no decision has been made to set up a special education centre for children with disabilities, but it remains an option. The proposal is being considered to cater for those who can't secure a school place. And the stakeholders have expressed major concerns yesterday after they met Special Education Minister. Now, European Affairs Minister Thomas Byrne says he spoke to her yesterday and didn't rule it out. Let's take a listen.
It's an option, not a decision, is what the Minister emphasised to me. It's very much at an early stage and subject to further engagement, and I'm really glad that some of that engagement has already happened, where strong views have been expressed at the meeting and indeed in public statements as well. So there's clearly further significant work required to progress this, and we'll see where this goes, but serious concerns have been expressed, and I want to be clear that no decision has been made.
So that's what he had to say when they met the Special Education Minister, Josepha Madigan, and another meeting is going to take place next Tuesday. Now, on the line, we're joined by Wicklow parent and vice chair of the AAA Alliance in Wicklow, Rebecca Galligan. Rebecca, good morning.
Hi, Andrea. How are you doing? Thanks for having us on today.
It's lovely to talk to you. And I think this is a very important issue. And I know an awful lot of parents are listening with great interest, because what is your response to it, firstly?
Well, I suppose, firstly, this is something we are very worried about. And we're actually quite shocked with the suggestion that they've come up with. We feel it's quite a short-sighted solution. And it does, in fact, go against the United Nations Convention for the Rights of People with Disabilities. Because that clearly states that people with disabilities have the right to participate fully in their community. So I suppose this solution is, in fact, more of a backward step towards segregation, as opposed to this whole inclusion model, which we've all been working on in all of our communities for the past number of years. I suppose while we welcome the enthusiasm to provide a solution, unfortunately, this just, it's not the answer. And it could, in fact, do more damage to our vulnerable children. I suppose here in AAA, we've seen the pandemic has really had a massive impact to our children and the young people with disabilities. And this model of segregation, coupled with the lack of individualised support, it really has the potential to cause massive anxiety and behavioural issues amongst this group of children.
And Rebecca, I think I suppose what you're saying is, you know, integrating all children into schools and embracing all our diversity, you feel is the best model for all children to thrive.
Well, you see, the situation that we find ourselves in now, it really hasn't happened overnight. This has been happening for numerous years. It's just been building and building. I suppose what we really feel is the NCSE, that needs a total reform. It's just not fit for purpose. What we find is they're working reactively and sticking the bandage over the graze, as opposed to actually proactively planning and looking and seeing, well, what is actually needed. Yes, we want kids to be included, but also kids need to be in the right setting for their different needs. We now have a situation where we would have some children who are completely out of school because there's no places available. Then we have children who are in mainstream class who should in fact be in the special class within the mainstream. Then we would have children who are in special class who in fact should be in special school. So we've got this kind of domino effect happening. And even from our own perspective from here in AAA, we did a survey back in January and we found that approximately, I don't have the exact figure to hand, but it's roughly 20% of school-going children in both primary and secondary school don't have the sufficient educational place that they require.
And Rebecca, as a parent, and obviously as the vice chair of AAA, AAA Alliance, you're seeing a lot of parents. Are you losing faith in the government's ability to really look at this problem? Because it's not about just, let's say, early intervention. It's not about finding children. There's a bigger kind of holistic approach that's needed. And it's from young children right the way up until they finish school. Just as a parent, what do you think could look like a solution?
They really need to start listening to the psychologists, to the therapists who work with our children, who know what our children need. Like, you know, I suppose as a parent's point of view, and you go through this assessment with your child, and it's a very tough time to go through this assessment, and you're given this piece of paper and you're told by a professional your child needs X, Y, and Z in terms of reaching their best potential. And then when you go to get it, it's really not there in a lot of cases, or you're waiting years to get to that place, and it's time that's lost. I suppose, to be honest with you, I would feel it's very much another example of Minister Madigan not understanding her brief. And we've seen it in the past. We saw it there in the Doyle, where she called the neurotypical children normal in comparison to the children whom she's meant to be representing. And I suppose, although she did at the time say it was a slip of the tongue, again, it was a letdown for our community. Mm. It was a letdown for our families.
And I can hear it even in your voice as you're talking about it. You're very upset with it all.
You know what it is?
Yeah.
It's yet again the most vulnerable children within our society being pushed down.
Yeah.
And I think what we really need in terms of reform is special education. This needs to be at the forefront.
Absolutely.
Not the poor relation, not the unwanted guest.
Well, thank you.
Up there.
I know I can hear the passion and the concern in your voice. We want to thank you because I know you're a very busy house there, and just a real thank you for taking the time to just give us a bit of context around that. That's Wicklow parent and vice chair of the AAA Alliance in Wicklow, Rebecca Galligan. Let us know what you think. You can text or WhatsApp us in. We'd love to hear from you because this affects so many people. 087 77 11 103. It's the morning show on East Coast FM.